The first thing people look at is the chart on page 6 of the report that shows that particulates collected from local pollution measuring devices. They show the Fairbanks North Star Borough still exceeds the national ambient air quality standard of 35 micrograms per cubic meter.
Absolutely. We have a lot of work to do, but we look at it the way the standard is built, which is a 3-year design, and the 3-year design value in Fairbanks did go down.
That's Cindy Heil. She's a program manager in the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. She says there's reason for optimism about the progress the area is making toward the Clean Air Act standard. Although a monitor on Hearst Road in North Pole measured more PM2.5 particulate pollution this year, Heil says the overall trend is toward cleaner air.
The standard is 35, and we're at 63. That's, you know, twice the amount. So it is high, but if you look in the design value from 2014, we used to be 139.
Heil says a 3-year average smooths out year-to-year weather variability. Another monitor on A Street in the Hamilton Acres neighborhood on the east side of Fairbanks also showed more pollution in 2020 than the previous year. But why? Nick Czarnecki, the Fairbanks North Star Borough's air quality manager, says he doesn't have enough data to know why more particulate matter was recorded there.
2020 was like no other year with the pandemic. We really don't have any idea what change that had on people's, you know, wood-burning habits. Did more people stay home and use their wood stove more?
The borough and DEC collaborated on the 25-page report, which shows that local emissions from wood stoves, fuel oil, industrial sources, and vehicle emissions directly contribute to particulate pollution. PM 2.5 is primarily a concern during the winter months, when an inversion over the Tanana Valley keeps cold air still. Heil says there were more air stagnant days in 2020.
Clear days that have little wind.
Those air stagnant days means DEC issued more burn bans last winter. 55 air quality alerts for Fairbanks and 58 for North Pole. The report shows that although DEC issued 3 notices of violation, the number of air pollution warning letters was 133. That's actually down a little bit from the previous year.
Because people are trying. I really think that the community is, as a whole, is making efforts. We're seeing a lot more conversations. We're seeing a lot more willingness to be helpful.
Czarnecki says the borough was able to start a targeted airshed grant over the last winter that helped implement recommendations that came out of the 2019 local stakeholder process. One piece is a new change-out program aimed at replacing oil-fired furnaces with natural gas ones. It's so popular with the community that all $1 million so far allocated has been used up. But there's more.
We have 3 active grants right now through the Targeted Airshed Program, and then that big one, the $9.4 million, that we're getting ready to appropriate through the Assembly. You know, what that means is that the wood stove change-out program is going to be fully funded through 2025.
Borough air quality staff also completed an electrostatic precipitator testing program for wood stoves and continued outreach with ads about clean wood burning played on multiple media platforms. You can read the annual report on DEC's air quality website. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.